everybody. It's podcast number 19.
The Cat and Jen on the scene.
With fresh revelation.
Do you know what I mean?
Ground control. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, how are you doing this morning, Jen?
I'm great. I have my coffee, so I'm
This
good.
Is my morning right now. I'm just now having my hot cocoa. That's my breakfast, everybody.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, but I was up at 6 a.m.
Texting everybody.
Rain. Oh, no. I was texting them at 4:45 a.m.
I know. They all told me that.
So, you know what? If you're here, if you're part of here, what we're doing, you may expect spontaneous suddenlies all the time. And if the Holy Spirit says, do this, I'm going to do it. You know, hey, it's okay to...
I see we have a
step
little...
Step into a new zone at 4:45 a.m.
We have
it's
a little...
It's going to be okay.
We have a little guest with us this morning.
We do have a guest.
You guys can't see him, but...
It's Donald.
Donald Trump is here.
Donald Trump is visiting us right now, and he's saying, yes, shaking his head right now. That's him. Yes, he is all for God's plan. Right now, in this now time of God, he wants the now time of God. And boy, is he doing stuff, you know?
He is.
I know he's not going to be our subject today, but he's God's subject almost every day. Remember he said, from the day he takes office, a miracle will not have one boring day. Yes! No more boring days.
I think it's funny that we almost dress the same.
Yes, we're wearing our patriotic clothing today.
We did not plan this either, because I've been up hours ago. And
but you know, you already got red, white, and blue. Red and blue hair, and your
hair.
White shirt makes it, and the gold stars just top it off.
Okay, so what are we talking about today? I know we were going to talk a little bit about this past weekend, what happened while we were in Tennessee.
Yes.
With Jeff Jason.
That was wild.
Global Fire Ministries, whoop whoop.
Manifestations of all kinds, including they did find some gemstones, which actually is going to be our major subject today. Talking about what are the gemstones? Why are they coming? Where do they come from? Are they real? And we really
deposits from heaven.
Deposits from heaven. Deposits of treasure from heaven coming to earth. And,
and it's not just gemstones.
It's not just
it's
gemstones.
It's oil.
It is oil.
It's gold and silver flakes, gold and silver dust.
Even platinum dust now.
Yes. And then feathers, you know, from angels. And
And by the way, I may have mentioned this before or not, but a lot of the feathers people are finding, when we come together in meetings or just visiting, like visiting each other in our home, maybe out at lunch or something, our angels are fellowshipping while we are fellowshipping. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
And if they have not met each other before, which is possible, I mean, in heaven, I'm sure, but on the earth, they're in many different places in the earth, like when we go to Korea or Germany or something, there truly are angels from that area, and also people's guardian angels all say hello to each other. But what they do as a sign of friendship is they will exchange a feather. They will take
cool.
a feather from their wing and give it to the other angel, and that angel will take one of theirs and give it to them, and they exchange them as a sign of friendship.
That's pretty cool.
How about that?
That
they're
is
more
really neat.
They're more real than we really know, but they do. And even the gemstones, most of the gemstones showing up are thrown down from heaven. Or in a room, when we're in a room, the angels carry these gemstones with them.
Are they the ones that are collected from the Crystal Sea?
Some of them are. The bigger ones come from the Crystal Sea.
Okay.
But the little tiny small ones are actually come from the flower beds. You know how we have mulch?
Oh, yeah.
We put like pine mulch, cedar
that.
Mulch in our flower beds.
Already.
We're on a podcast. Woohoo! Hi, honey. Say hello to the people.
Hello. Howdy.
So we have decided from now on, if somebody walks in on our podcast, we're going to let them say hello. back to the angels and the gemstones. And yes, my husband has even found gemstones before. At meetings, after meetings, even when we got back home, he would find them. And so many people are doing that more and more. But the angels do collect them from the flower beds. The little small ones come from the flower beds. And then they drop them down to earth. And sometimes many show up, sometimes a few. Now, the bigger ones, and especially the ones like the size of a quarter or a golf ball, those come from the Gem Depot. What is a Gem Depot? In heaven, they actually harvest gems from the bottom of the crystal sea.
And who does that?
Well, this is the best part. Now, the angels do it sometimes, and... But whoever picks up the trash, believers, if you pick up the trash on earth, you get to pick up the treasure in heaven.
Yeah.
And I said that in a meeting one time, and somebody yelled, I'm a trash man. You know, I pick up the garbage in the trash. And someone across the way said, you are my new best friend. But it's true. God's viewpoint of our lives and how our lives are lived are so fantastic. But again, back to the gemstones. So the little tiny ones, like the size of your fingernail or smaller, those would come from the flower beds. Let me tell you, gemstones are everywhere in heaven, and we wear them in our garments. But many are being tossed down to this earth or brought down to this earth right now. So why don't you talk a minute about what happened in the meeting in Tennessee concerning the gemstones. What did we see? Boy, that was something, wasn't it?
Oh, are you talking about the one that Jeff Jansen got?
Yes, yes.
That thing was huge.
Huge.
Beautiful red, and it had so many facets cut in it. It was unbelievable.
Probably hundreds of facets, yeah. Which was impossible to do on the earth.
Yeah, and he let you, asked you to wear it for a little while.
He had it made into a ring. A ring, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he asked you to wear it and see what happens. You want to tell him what happened?
he gave it to me. He said, why don't you wear this while you're here? And his wife is so sweet.
Yeah, Jan, she's awesome.
And kind, because he's a wild person, you know, very extremely spontaneous. Why don't you wear this, you know, since we're brothers and sisters, you can just wear it. And he said, see what happens. And so I wasn't going to wait because I knew an angel called Emma. I'm not going to tell you how he found out the angel's name. Don't start beating him up about that. Because more and more, when God sends angels, he'll actually tell you the angel's name. And he's
there
done
are
that.
Angels that look feminine, and
there are angels
that look masculine.
Definitely angels that look feminine and some that look masculine. And, you know, when he made man, he made them that way.
Yes.
He made them male and female. When they're not male and female as angels, but they look masculine or feminine. And this one was a feminine angel. And her name was Emma. And actually, many people have seen her, including Bob Jones saw her many times. She brought him that gemstone. And he didn't share everything she said to him, but that represented something in his life. It actually is a ruby. And so anyway, I put it on. And I'm sitting there on the front row thinking, I'm not going to wait till later. And I put my hand, my palm, over the gemstone itself and touched the gemstone. And immediately, I wasn't there.
Oh, I know. I knew you weren't
Jen
there.
Jen was sitting next to me, so
because
she actually...
Because I turned and looked at her, and she had that glazed look over her, staring, and I'm like, oh, she's
not here
right now.
I wasn't moving or saying anything, because that meant the Holy Spirit had taken my spirit man out of my body. And people go, oh, you die. Well, not if the Holy Spirit lived in you, and he was keeping it alive. And this is God's plan for me anyway. So I was caught up, and instantly, I was over the earth. It's round. I had to add, Holy Spirit said, make sure you tell everybody it's round. And I was flying. I literally, myself, was soaring with eagles. Many, many eagles. Now, an eagle represents a prophet.
Yeah.
They're just called the eagle prophets. And again, that was clarified by Bob Jones and many other people. Yeah. Sometimes they're creatures that are symbolic of us here on the earth. So an eagle does, I know it represents wisdom also.
Which makes sense because eagles have amazing eyesight.
Amazing
and prophets
eyesight.
Are seers.
And they can fly above the rest and fly above what's going on and see, you know, in the spirit. Even if you're not a seer in the spirit, many prophets will at that time see. And so I was swimming with all these eagles. It was amazing. And then, you know, I took my hand off because I knew that I couldn't stay there. I had to be there in the meeting. And so immediately I was back in my body and went, this was crazy. I loved it. So I waited a few more minutes, put my hand back on the stone again, on the stone in the ring, and I was again caught up out of my body. Only this time I was flying with angels. I was soaring with angels, and it was so cool. Some of them were the hosts, some of them were Gabriels, and we were soaring this time above the earth. We weren't like in the sky. The eagles, I was in the sky right here on the earth with eagles, but this time I was caught up into the heavenlies. I can kind of see the earth from afar. But the angels, they weren't saying anything to me. We were just soaring, and it was powerful. And so I took my hand off again and went, yes, I will enjoy wearing this ring for a while and see what else I see. And later, a few days later, he began to show me what God was going to do with Jeff Jansen's ministry. And I saw the fire of heaven sitting on his center, which will be much bigger. The one God's going to give him will be much bigger because he's raising sons and daughters up to manifest for God. He has many encounters himself, but he is solid in the Word, in his foundation, in his walk with God, walks in the Spirit all the time. So that was amazing.
That is awesome.
We didn't expect to have that sort of thing happen to us, but some people actually found gemstones and were showing them to people. So
yeah.
It happened there.
Do you remember the time when we were, you had ministered in Tampa?
I think it was somewhere between Orlando and Tampa.
Yeah, and we were leaving, and you had all the gold dust, but just on one side of your face, which
was
so weird.
Strange.
I remember that.
And we had that at someone's home. We had that meeting. Every now and then, if God says yes, I will go to somebody's home. They had a lot of people there to hear revelation. And so we said yes. And because we obeyed.
Yeah.
When
we were leaving, I noticed the gold dust all over your face.
I thought it was light from outside somewhere. But it was on the right side of my face. And it was like almost down the middle over all on the right side. And it was like solid gold dust. It was amazing. Also, that's another manifestation.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then I know when you were on the Southwest tour, you had gold flakes.
Gold and silver
flakes. I wasn't during that time because I was with you the first 3 weeks of the tour. I think it happened when Margaret was with you.
We were in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I remember it was the last meeting of the tour.
Yeah, Margaret was with you in gold flakes.
Yeah, when we went to leave that day from the hotel,
the
Holy Spirit said the gold and the silver will show up today in the meeting.
Yeah.
But it wasn't little tiny dust.
No.
It was flakes like curls.
Like if you take chocolate and shave it,
it makes chocolate
curls.
Yeah, but it was,
gold and silver curls.
It was gold on one side. And silver on the other side.
That's so cool.
Which that was definitely a manifestation of heaven. And I'm standing there talking, and I see it appearing on the people's faces. And some of them didn't even know it was there, because when it comes from the Spirit, it's invisible. But when it comes down into our realm, it will become physical.
I remember y'all text me a picture of it on your hand.
Yeah, you could literally, when they realized it was there, you could put it in your hand, and you can move it around. And I didn't collect any of them. But everybody was like picking it off of each other and then on the floor. And then also some people found a few pink diamonds, which I thought was quite funny.
Now, do you want to explain to them how you can tell whether it's real or fake? Because sometimes there are fake ones.
Yes. Yes, unfortunately, you know, the devil has to get in somewhere. When God is doing something, he does something to bring confusion. And there are many. There's more real than there are
than there are fake.
And
yeah.
So man wants to get a part of this is what happens. And then man starts creating ones or just buying fake ones. And if they want to impress people, let them say, look how many I have. And they'll show them the fake ones. Well, one thing about the real ones is there will never be a coating unless God does it sometimes. And I may not be aware of that. I mean, sometimes he actually sends rings.
Yeah.
And necklaces. So they're already mounted in things. It's not always just loose gemstones. And but if there's a coating, you know, like a really cheaper form of jewelry, they'll put like a coating on the back of this glass, faceted glass piece and make it look more brilliant. So look for these, especially extremely clear stones. Some of them are stones we don't have on Earth. And the jewelers, if people take them to them,
they can't identify them.
Put them in a category. That doesn't mean they're not real. That just means they've never seen it before. But and especially the ones that have 100 facets in them, because they're faceted from the inside by God, not on the side, not on the outside.
Yeah.
And they really do kind of freak out if they see one of those. Where did you get this? You know, they know that it's a real ruby or emerald, sapphire, topaz, citrine. I mean, all of these stones have showed up. There's even some that are kind of in their natural state, and they're round like a golf ball. It's it's like in its natural, supernatural state. If you cut that and begin to facet it, you would see the clarity in the different places. But and people, some people have done that. So there are many different types, shapes, even cut in new ways. Like we know about marquees, and we know about the round diamonds.
You got
the marquee,
one.
The square
that fell
diamonds.
And hit your shoulder.
I actually still have it. Yes,
shaped like a teardrop.
And I literally saw it. Everyone could see it. It fell and hit me on the shoulder. And so I was able, I think the only one I've ever kept. But it's amazing because God's just letting us know he's there and he's doing something in the earth. And because in heaven you wear them, your whole sidewalk could be diamond dust all the way up to your mansion. But it has a different meaning in heaven. Down here people think, wow, this is valuable. This is about money. This is about the pride of keeping this stuff. It doesn't mean that in heaven. Every gemstone comes from the very heart of God himself, the Father. So it's like they have pieces of him and his glory that he puts on your clothing, in your sidewalks, in the flower beds, some whole walls. I saw a chandelier in a woman's mansion one time that was 40 foot long, and it was real diamonds.
Oh my gosh, wow.
These were like teardrop diamonds, and the diamond itself was probably 6 inches long. And the chandelier, I think every story in her home was 30 feet high in her mansion she had. Her dining room seated 100 people, and that was where I saw the chandelier. It was like an oblong, but it was 40 feet long. And all of these diamonds were hanging down from it. And the glory in the walls of her mansion would hit these diamonds and throw rainbows all over in her mansion.
That's
so
amazing.
There's some a little bit about them in heaven and on the earth.
That's
and
amazing.
You think of anything else that we can remember that we had an encounter with any of that? I know the feathers, actually. I saw feathers falling.
Okay.
But being a seer in the meeting, I actually saw the angels up near the ceiling in this meeting, and they were brushing with their fingers the upper arch of their wing, and all these small downy-like feathers were falling. Now, people could actually see the feathers falling. They couldn't see the angel, and it was wild. One of them fell right next to our brother RJ.
Oh, wow.
He was at a meeting. It was at New Life where, you know, that's where that meeting was, and we saw these feathers begin to fall. So, and also, I have a couple with gold on them, with oil. And didn't we recently see a picture, or someone showed us a picture of oil that had fallen? Oil had collected. It collects all the time in that tray. I don't know if Jeff showed you a picture of that or not when we were there.
No.
This man has begun to get oil
from heaven.
I know
you said someone came up and had oil on their hand at the
meeting. Oh, yeah. This is someone who attends his meetings. One of the members of his congregation. When the Holy Spirit, it was so powerful and tangible in the meetings.
It was thick
tangible,
and heavy.
And she began to have oil. You could see it like just coming up on her hand.
The
she wasn't touching
was so
anything.
Awesome.
She didn't have it at the beginning, but she was standing there. You could see it actually coming up and collecting in the palm of her hand. And that happened in Puerto Rico for some time on a pulpit. And it literally flooded the pastor's Bible. So he put a tray under the Bible. And it kept coming when the first time it fell, and there it still comes. It's been happening for years. They collect it and they put it in these little vases and pass it up to people, and they go anoint people and stuff with it. So I actually did have some heavenly oil given to me also.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had enjoyed those manifestations, but the best manifestation was the presence of the living God.
It was amazing.
That was in those meetings.
They were very powerful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of lives were changed.
If you really have a lot of honor for God and worship him in your home, like a lot, all the time, please look around and see if you don't find something.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting to find something.
We had like
I want to find my own gemstones.
Bing and I went somewhere and spoke, and we did 8 meetings, and it was really powerful. And we didn't find any there. It was in the Northwest, too. There's a lot that fall in the Northwest. I'm sure they fall everywhere now. But when we got back home, in our big closet, where we always put our luggage in there, he found about 6 or 7 on the floor of that closet. Trust me, there's no open jewelry or anything in that closet. And he started looking everywhere. But he found about like 7 or 8 of them. And they were those clear ones that are sort of marquee shaped. A lot of them are marquee shaped. But we knew what they were. We just thank God for them. But really, we ourselves are royalty, and we are like gems on this earth for God because of the glory we produce for Him.
We are His gemstones.
We are. We shine like the stars in the heaven.
I was just about to say that.
Okay, so any other questions you're interested
in? Well, I only have one question because, you know, my birthday was the 1st, and we've been celebrating every day.
Yes,
since
we do that.
The 1st.
At least for a week.
Oh, no, I celebrate the whole month of August.
Celebrate your birthday. Celebrate the time, you know, when God
sent you. I celebrate my birth month.
He knit you together in your mother's womb. Literally, He knit your little spirit being to that little dot of flesh at the time of conception. And then your angels are sent at the same time. They wait for you to be born. So it's a special day.
Well, my question is do they celebrate birthdays in heaven? Because I know there's no time or...
There's no time or dates up there, but they do have events. God counts time by events.
Okay.
Of course, He remembers when He sent you. He remembers the day that you were birthed into this earth. You were sent from Him and then birthed into the earth. They do celebrate a day in heaven, the day you come home to heaven.
Oh, okay.
They literally celebrate it. So I mean, God knows when that was.
The day that you come back.
They actually, people celebrate a lot, like all the time. They're so happy and excited to be there, living in that amazing place where there's adventure, excitement, you know, movies. I don't know how we got onto that.
Is it a lot like...
But there's no ratings on the movies. Don't even go there. There's nothing defiling or disgusting or nothing. But they have intense, exciting, beautiful, hilarious... sometimes dramatic movies. I've seen John Wayne.
But the...
The Duke made it.
The celebration back to birthdays.
Yes, okay, birthdays. they probably get a cowboy heaven and celebrate too, you know?
Well, I was going to say, is it
Oh, I want to say how everyone up there, if you have family members that live up there or good friends on your birthday on the earth, now they can look down and see. They know it's your birthday. They go into different places where they have portals and they can look down to earth and they will sing happy birthday to you. Every time on your birthday, your family members and friends are singing happy birthday and then they drop down blessings. They have these beautiful rose petals that are like living. Now, these are spiritual rose petals, so you wouldn't necessarily see them fall down on you unless you were a seer. They have these urns all over heaven. They have there's like blessings, there's peace, there's joy, and they'll pick up handfuls of them and throw them down over you from heaven.
Oh, that's so sweet. So they don't miss your birthdays either.
They do not miss your birthday, and they go and get a gift in heaven somewhere for you and put it in your mansion. And after you're done with your celebration in the throne room when you come home, you go to your own mansion with your family and open all the gifts that they have collected for you. So, yes, they remember you. They love you very much.
Good. And then the other thing I wanted to say, too, is there's nothing wrong with still wishing your loved ones that are in heaven a happy birthday when you're here on earth and it's their birthday. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying happy birthday
Many
to them.
Many people believe that they cannot see or have any connection with you whatsoever, and yet Hebrews 12:1.
Yep. Great cloud of witnesses.
Now in Hebrews, in like 11 especially, they had just finished talking about the great men and women of God who passed on to heaven, and now they're watching. And then there's Hebrews 12:1. Because you're encompassed about. Now, I want to say that. Encompassed about means sometimes they actually can be around you, like in the room, just watching and celebrating your life, especially in a service. If you go to, I think it's Heidi Baker's website, I'm sure somewhere you will find
a
photograph.
Picture.
Uh-huh, it was sent to me. She had established a center here in Florida, a school. I don't know if it's still running, but she had a school here for a while. And I think... Maybe not, but I think it was the first graduating class of that school that the cloud of witnesses literally appeared and people could see them.
Yeah,
they could see faces. It's like a cloud, but they could see faces very clearly, and it spread over a great part of the room. And literally, if I can find it, I can't promise.
You can actually go to Google and just type in Heidi Baker.
Cloud of witnesses.
Cloud of witnesses.
Yeah,
and it'll
photograph.
Pull up the photo.
You should pull it up.
Yeah.
But really, if I was undone, because they're watching you. They're watching us. They're celebrating our life. They're excited about what God is doing, and they're declaring over us all the time. And so Hebrews 1 says, because you have such a great cloud of witnesses around you, guess what? A witness is someone who can see and hear.
Yep.
Like a witness on the witness stand in a courtroom, and that person saw and heard things, and then they was a witness that that happened. So yes, they are witnessing on the earth. They're not upset about all the trauma. They care about you, but they see your life now and even in the future, what God is going to do with you. But mostly they see things like promotions, or you out there ministering, winning the lost, praying for people, seeing the miraculous that will happen from your own hands through Jesus Christ, celebrating your birthday, declaring over you. They actually will go to Jesus and say, why don't you let them have a new car? I have been in heaven and heard them. How about a car? How about right now? My sister needs one. I know you said yes, but how about right now doing that? And if you remember in the Bible where that woman kept going and asking and asking and asking for help, remember? And I don't know if it was a king or who it was that finally said, give her what she wants because she's wearing me out with the asking. So I can tell you, your loved ones are asking Jesus to bless you all the time, but they're also asking him to consume you with the Spirit of God to get you on the track God made for you to run on, because we're running a race. Hebrews 12:1, we're encompassed about by a great cloud of witnesses. So get rid of anything in your life that holds you back from getting the goal God gave you to go after. Get rid of any sin, any weights. It says any weights that hold you back. Get rid of them and run your race. Because we have witnesses watching our life.
Yeah.
So yes, they can see and hear you from heaven. And sometimes God sends down a cloud of witnesses to watch things going on in the meetings in this manifested time. Especially if any of you begin to manifest for God on this earth the supernatural wonders and acts and miracles, then your family members, I'm sure that cloud of witnesses will be there watching. And so we have people from heaven that still love us, that declare over us. And so we need to celebrate who we are in Christ, right?
Yeah, that's right. I remember a couple of years ago when I used to answer the phone, I got a phone call from a lady that it was her 13-year-old daughter's birthday the next week. And she said that she had had a twin, and but the twin had passed. She didn't make it, so her and her daughter always thought that the twin was growing with her daughter, her sister here on earth. And I told her, yes, that it's the mother's desire whether the baby stays little
in heaven,
or
right?
In heaven, yes, mm-hmm. Or grows. And so I suggested to her that since it was their birthday the mm-hmm. next week, that they should have a birthday cake also for the twin sister, and that she would be watching it. You know, watching the birthday celebration, and it would just bless her socks off because she'd have her own cake too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And it really blessed the mother. She laughed and then cried and said she couldn't wait to tell her daughter about it, and that they were going to, from now on, they were going to have a cake for her sister too.
And you know, so, Jesus cares about every area of our life, what we're going through, and you know, blessing people or walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And things, and family members sometimes in heaven, I know that they ask Jesus to bless us here, but let me tell you, you can actually ask Jesus to bless your family members in heaven, because he loves all of us. And I've seen that happen when I was in heaven, that he would bring someone this beautiful, amazing gift, and they go, oh, thank you. And he goes, this isn't for me. This is from your mother, your sister, your brother. And they would get undone that they were remembered. So remember, ask Jesus to give your family members a gift, especially all the little babies in heaven, and because he is precious and he loves us all.
Yep.
So I think we're probably done. We've got someplace to go.
Yes.
And have another birthday
luncheon.
More
birthday celebration.
Again.
Which never stops.
So we're going to leave you for now, and
We will talk to you
guys. And wish you many blessings from God. May you have encounters in heaven, encounters with heaven on this earth. And we bless you.
And we'll talk to you guys later, all right? Woo-hoo! Bye, everybody.
Woo-hoo! May the host go with you.